So I want you to listen. So those of you that's not feel, you make a decision in your heart today. I'm not going to stop until I am feel. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to make it plain to teach you how to drink till you get full. Now, first of all, you got to get rid of all the fear. I don't qualify. What if I've done this wrong? What if I've done that wrong? What is this? The fact is, you got born again, you qualified. That matter of fact, that should have been the moment you got filled when you got born again. But somehow we got off. But I'm correcting this. I'm not going to let people get born again and then just let them go. Because this is what they did, and this is what we should follow. Amen. Anybody in the house? Glory to God. So we can see that these people, when they got born again, the Holy Spirit came on the day of what? Pentecost. Filled the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongue like as a fire, the King James says, and it sat upon each of them. They was all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak. And this one says, with the Holy Spirit, and was inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Empowered, how? By the Spirit. Now watch this. In Acts chapter 8. Just follow me now. Verse 5 through 8. I want to ask you a question while you're turning there. If being filled with the Holy Spirit and talking in tongues and glorifying God is so bad, why did these people get so much results from it? It seemed to empower and affect them I'm going to show you. I'm going to change my scripture so you can see. I'll get back there later. Just back up to the fourth chapter of Acts. Can you find Acts chapter 4 for me? Let's read from the King James, okay? Watch this. Now watch what happened. And as this is verse 1, as they spake unto the people, talking about the apostles, the priests, who? And the captain of the temple and the Sadducee came upon them, being what? Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Now, these supposed to be religious people, spiritual folks, most supposed to know God. But here the disciples that just had this experience at Pentecost. That's just a little few years, so I think about 5 or 6 years later, something, may have been 8. And they were teaching the people. And here these leaders were grieved. They were so grieved that verse 3 said they laid hands on them and put them in hold or put them in jail, in custody. Right? Until the next day. For it was now evening time, or evening. You know, they gonna stop all the work activities, holding the meetings till the next day. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word did what? What did they do? And the number of them was about how many? If this, what they were doing was so bad, why in the world they had 5,000? Can't you see why the enemy have fought to get you away from this marvelous truth and just want you to live a shabby, broke down, run over, beat up life? The devil and folks are doing anything they want to do to you. And you walk around helpless. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to make it. I don't know. Huh? Hello? But when you have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, what you mean by that? I have been joined to God. I have become a member of the body of Christ. Now, who else would you rather be hooked up with? Who else do you know any powerful than being hooked up with God? And knowing you hooked up. And having all the access, having access to all that he is. And then know how to go and possess it. That's why tongues have been fought, filled with the Spirit have been fought, because it's a way to pray. See, praying in tongues is not the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is not praying in tongues. But right at the same time, you can't do one without the other. A tongue in your shoe is not the shoe, but the tongue come with the shoe. And when you allow all of this, thank you. When you allow all of this that people tried to do, that Satan tried to do to lure you away from this gospel truth, this marvelous lifestyle he had brought you, you live your life in fear, your nights are restless, you get hooked up and bound up with stuff that robs you of your precious health, your precious time, your precious peace, and the joy and the prosperity and your usefulness in your walk of faith. You allow them to rob you, and still you being a blessing, you a problem. But God said, I need you to walk with me. Hello. So verse 5 says, it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, relatives, was gathered together where? At Jerusalem. And when they had set them in, I want y'all to listen to this. Set them where? In the midst. They asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? I imagine Peter said, I'm glad you asked. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you ruler of the people, you elders of Israel, If we this day be at what? Examine of the good deed, you calling us, questioning us about a good deed. Here's a man never walked before in his entire life, and now the man is walking, and you cutting up like this. You ought to be rejoicing with the man. But here you're trying to accuse us of doing something wrong.